grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's holy word tonight, Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, particularly the Beatitudes, particularly verse 8, where it says, our Lord said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Your brothers and sisters in the faith, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Tonight's beatitude immediately presents you and me with a problem, and that is, who is pure in heart? No one. So who then shall see God? No one. And that's the end of tonight's sermon. Or maybe we better go a little farther than that. But it's troubling, isn't it? Because no sooner are you out of the gate than you hit a brick wall. Now, in the more pleasant seasons of life, when the sun shines and the breezes blow, you might be convinced of your purity of heart. Proverbs chapter 21. Every man's way is right in his own eyes. Every man's way is right in his own eyes. But don't stop there. Every man's way is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the hearts. Right again, when it's once again right into trouble. And in other seasons, we're reminded of something else as well, too. Job chapter 14, it says, "Man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. Like a flower he comes forth and withers. He also flees like a shadow and does not remain. Lord, you also open your eyes on him." You see him. You open your eyes on him and you bring him into judgment with yourself. "Who can make the clean out of the unclean?" Who can make the clean out of the unclean? No one. No one. God can see you. He can see you coming. Therefore, you will never see God. I wonder, though, if it would help if we saw purity in another sense. Not as inner moral cleanness, which not even Job could arrive at, but instead singleness. Singleness. When something is pure, it's single. It's by itself. Like food nowadays, which is often defined by what it does not have. This product, this food, has no additives, no preservatives, no pesticides, no hormones, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs, genetically modified organisms. And so it is, if I have a piece of organic broccoli, it is just that. Or at least it's supposed to be just that. Broccoli and what else? Nothing. Single. Broccoli and nothing else. Now, you can debate the merits of organic food versus non-organic food. But that is not our purpose here tonight. That's not the point we're trying to make. The point is that something that is pure is something that is by itself, without other things being present, other things getting in the way, other things possibly doing harm. And so, blessed are the pure in heart. Now, if that means morally clean, then you and I are in trouble. But if it means single-minded in attention, single-minded in direction, then we're going somewhere. Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 4. It says, "Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he then became hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread.' But Jesus answered and said, 'It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.'" And of course, after that, two other temptations as well follow. But in every one of them, our Lord Jesus had his heart directed only in one place, only toward his Father, only toward his Father's will, only toward his Father's calling, only toward his Father's good pleasure, only toward what his Father had said. Pure, single. Now you could say, well, of course he was single-minded. Of course he was pure in heart. He was who? The Son of God. He was the Son of God. He was the sinless and obedient Savior. And that is definitely not me. And if that's what you say, you're in good company. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. That's what King David said. Who can make the clean out of the unclean? No one. That's what Job said. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? That's what St. Paul said. But then after he said it, he said something else too, by the leading and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Because no man can say Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit. St. Paul said, "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord." One single thing, one single Savior, only one Savior, only one Deliverer. If it helps, look at it in this way. If you're hungry, what do you do? What do you do? What do we just do? You eat. If you're thirsty, what do? You drink. If you're tired, what do? Sleep. If you have a headache, what do? Take an aspirin. If you're sick, what do? You go to the doctor. If you're a sinner, what do? You go to your Savior, Jesus. No place better. Actually, no other place, is there? No other name given under heaven among men by which we must be saved. You don't go to Jesus because you're supposed to. You don't go to Jesus because, well, that's the way I was raised. You don't go to Jesus because that's the family tradition. You don't go to Jesus because that's our heritage. You don't go to Jesus because this is the place for kids to get good moral upbringing. You don't go to him for those reasons, because all those reasons together are religion. No, you go to him because you have to. That's salvation. You're hungry. You're thirsty. You're sick. You're in need. You need to be forgiven. You go to him. And what did he say? "I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. You don't see the Father but by me." Now, sin is a bad thing, any way you cut it. But there is one good that does come out of it. And that is that sin, for a person who sees it by the Holy Spirit's working, sin clarifies things, it focuses things, it distills your heart down to one thing, it makes your heart single or pure in a way, and one thing that you have to have, and that is you realize, "I have to have the Lord Jesus." What's the old hymn? "Wash me, Savior, or I die." What's another old hymn? "Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me." You only have one plea. That's single-minded. That's single. That's pure in a way. What you have is faith in Jesus Christ. No additives, No preservatives, no pesticides, no hormones, no high fructose corn syrup, no genetically modified organisms, no customs, no heritage, no religion, no morality even. But what do you have? You have the death of Jesus, faith in him, his atoning sacrifice, faith in his perfect life that takes your place. And with that single-mindedness, you can hear God's words. Blessed are the pure in heart, the single in heart, for they shall see God. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.